Trust Land Office Director Harry Noah says the TLO has drafted a formal proposal and plans to submit it to the Forest Service early this month.
And the Forest Service will then undertake what's called a feasibility study of whether or not they feel this trade will work or not. So that's the next major milestone that will occur in this land exchange.
Tentatively, Noah thinks that study could be done by June. Originally, the trust was interested in obtaining land near several Prince of Wales communities, including Hollis, Thorn Bay, and Kaufman Cove, as well as the Stainy Creek watershed. Now, Noah says they have narrowed their area of interest mainly to lands around Stainy Creek on Northwest POW, as well as some land in the Polk Inlet area to the southeast. Stainy Creek was heavily logged and eroded in the past and now has a lot of fairly large second-growth timber. It's also an important fishing and hunting area for POW, so residents don't want to lose access to that land. Greg Killinger is the Forest Service District Ranger in Craig.
The Stainy Creek area is probably the most popular and heavily used subsistence area on Prince of Wales Island. There's several thousand deer taken off the island, and that area is the most popular of pretty much anywhere. And fishery, there's a big fishery there too, but definitely the deer hunting in there is a real key issue, and having continued access to that area. And then even, providing access and also being able to maintain the roads in there long term to keep that access was an issue.
Another big concern for locals, according to Killinger, is that the trust could end up exporting the timber it cuts on POW rather than providing it to local mills. The TLO's Harry Noah says the trust's formal proposal will address both concerns. He says the lands that come under trust ownership would remain open for subsistence and recreational use, and he says the trust will also make a commitment on the local timber supply issue.
We would mill 70% of our wood here in Alaska. As long as there are two mills that are competitive, that are milling at least 20 million board feet a year. If those mills don't exist, then it's pretty hard so we have agreed to those two major issues.
The POW swap was prompted because the trust faces substantial objections over logging or development on some of the land it currently owns in communities throughout the rest of the region. In Petersburg, for example, a 90-plus member homeowners group formed 2 years ago mainly out of concern that a trust logging plan could cause landslides on the steep hillsides above their homes. The exchange would allow the trust to transfer 20,000 acres of contentious lands like these to the Forest Service, which works under much stricter environmental rules. In exchange, the trust officials want the equivalent value in second-growth timber lands on POW, lands they hope to log and make money on over the very long term. In order for such an exchange to happen, Noah says it will take broad support.
The key part of this exchange is there are a lot of different folks. It isn't just Petersburg. It's a whole group of communities that we're looking at trading lands from, and then we're looking at going out onto Prince of Wales, and there's a group of communities out there. There's the environmental folks, there's the forestry folks, so there's a lot of people that have to get into this boat to move it along.
Trust officials first presented their initial swap idea during a meeting of the Prince of Wales Community Advisory Council back in January, and POW residents weighed in with their concerns. Noah made a follow-up visit to the island last month to give an update on the latest plans. John Bowling is city administrator in Craig and chair of the Advisory Council, or POWCAC.
The communities are glad that the trust has sent representatives here to the island to hear our concerns, and we're looking forward to seeing the proposal for sure. And that proposal will be the basis of future discussions we have amongst ourselves as Prince of Wales Island communities, and the basis for future discussions that we as communities will have with the Trust and with the Forest Service, assuming that this proposal moves forward.
Bowling says it's important to remember there are a couple of other major issues that POWCAC is considering as part of the land use equation on Prince of Wales. That includes the recent revision to the Tongass Land Management Plan, as well as the Sea Alaska Corporation's interest in selecting additional lands on the island as part of its entitlement under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. In all of these issues, Bowling says local mill access to timber and continued public access to lands are two of the big concerns for POW communities.
Concern about those is going to be a driving force for whatever POWCAC or the individual communities here on Prince of Wales, how they decide to respond to all these proposals.
The trust land exchange proposal is expected to include trust parcels in communities across the region, including Skagway, Sitka, Douglas Island, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.